Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, what I'm going to do is point you to the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to that page, subscribe to the page, go to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live. When you go to SOL Radio Live, that's the page that you want to subscribe to get us on social media platforms. You can also jump over onto beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up Tim Brown, morning show host for sonsoflibertymedia.com, on with us right now. Tim, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. One of the things that you just highlighted this morning, and I've seen this again, and again, if only people just had a little discernment when it comes to the cycle of the establishment and how the games are played, they would understand who Mike Johnson is right off the bat. But we're going to do it the way that the Lord tells us to do it in Matthew 7, 16 through 20, where we're to judge them by what they do rather than by what they say. You just did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Johnson and Congress betray the people and the Constitution. Once again, can you go ahead and give us a download on or as to what's taking place with Johnson in the Congress right now, Tim?
Yeah, they were voting the other week on this National Defense Authorization Act again, the NDAA, which they're supposed to provide for a standing army, you know, every 2 years according to the Constitution. This is the way they're doing it. This package is like $886 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The legislation is 3,100 pages. 3,100 pages for this. And they've got a section in here, Section 702, that, you know, allows for this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to be attached onto the NDAA. So if people are not aware of what's going on with the FISA or the FISA courts, this is a secret court that they create. And they claim that it's, you know, keep terrorism away. It's all this kind of secrecy. We don't want the enemy to know what we're doing. But what we found out over the years is they're using this against innocent Americans.
That's right.
And that should come as no surprise. But the point is, I mean, it completely, like the TSA and everything else, it completely bypasses the clear wording of the Constitution and sticks something in there that undermines it.
Well, that's how you do it, yeah.
Yep. So that's what they're doing. But this thing, I mean, it's not just that. That wasn't bad enough. I mean, they were in here. They were even debating over covering surgeries to make men look like women or women look like men,
yep.
Abortions. The whole nine yards was in this, has been in the NDA before, but apparently they didn't want to mess with it this time. I don't know why. But apparently they have went ahead and done this without any kind of amendment that I'm aware of. And I looked for updates on that. Of course, the article that I did gave Congressman Ron Paul, who is against all this kind of stuff for many years, his commentary on that, exposing what they're doing as well.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So we're talking about the National Defense Authorization Act, and this is all brought to us by Speaker Mike Johnson and Congress, obviously. And you just highlighted the fact that we're at the end aim of these said legislative bills that are completely unconstitutional. And this is coming out at the same time, simultaneously, as we are being invaded by illegals in a big, big way. I'll get to that in a moment. Moment, Tim, but can you kind of highlight some of the information that you've been receiving on House Speaker Mike Johnson and the fruit that he has been bearing thus far concerning his short time in office?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things, and I think maybe you saw that too, is what he was before he was that, and that was that going after the abolition bill against abortion. And, you know, he even rounded the people up. It reminded me, you were talking to people about watching Mr. Smith go to Washington, which I did over the weekend. It reminded me just of that. And the guy, you remember the older guy who ended up falling him out and everything, and at the end he sort of repents and says, take me, this guy's a good guy, I'm a bad guy. Well, he kind of reminds me of that guy.
Yeah.
Because he presents himself a certain way, but then behind closed doors, he's making all these deals against the very principles that he claims that he believes. And again, you said James chapter 2, you know, where it says you hear them say, and then you see, you watch,
yep.
You see,
yep,
what they do. And that's the key. So he's done that. He's pushed that omnibus bill through. They went for the funding for Israel, something that's completely unconstitutional. Now they're talking about Ukraine funding, more of that. And just if that doesn't tell people, I don't know how you can tell them. If you can't trust the man to stick to the principles he claims that he espouses, and that he puts his hand on the Bible and takes an oath before God and man, those enumerated laws, to stay within that circle of, or that boundary that the people set up for him, you can't trust him. He needs to go just like the rest of them do.
You know, they need to be held accountable for the laws that they're transgressing. And I know that we're agreed in that. I was going to say, it's interesting, Tim, you were talking about Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Did you know that during that time, if you've not seen this movie, folks, it's very accurate as to how the game is played on you and the media machine, and how politicians work hand in glove in stifling any message that would expose them, Luke 12:2, for who they are, so on and so forth. But it's interesting that the Silver Knight is the one that finally came out and said, you know what, Mr. Smith, he's a good guy, I'm a bad guy. I believe that in America today, no matter how many times, and we've seen this, you know, numerous times, Tim, where we actually see the politicians with the smoking gun in hand, and yet the American people still continuously give them a pass to go ahead and commit a crime on another day. That's the great wonder here. To me, more than anything, is when you see the 329.5 million people stand back, allow them to open the borders, to be invaded by military-age men, which I believe is an occupying military force against we the people. Sooner or later, it's going to come to the light, and the list goes on, and I'm thinking of Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But when you look at what's going on, Tim, from your perspective, now you're down south, I'm up here in Minnesota, but from your perspective, what are you seeing with the American people? Are you seeing them doing the same thing that I'm seeing, which is absolutely nothing concerning the crimes of their government?
Yeah, the majority, but then there is a small remnant who are doing something completely different.
Amen. Tim, I totally appreciate the time, and thank you again for jumping on with such a short amount of notice. So thank you, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Into the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. We are now talking about the issues that are taking place across the country. I highlighted this yesterday when we spent our Christmas together. And today I just want to piggyback the content again and highlight the fact that what you're seeing today is the present politicians attempting to undo the America that our forefathers and our founding forefathers sacrificed to give us. You know, I did an article on this some time ago, years ago. Americans, you have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what you've allowed the corrupt to do to your country. Keep in mind the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that document is our forefathers throwing off what it is that you're tolerating today. You have become to the point of, incoherent. That's the best way to put it. When you actually can sit back and think that what they're doing to your country is somehow constitutional. No, it's a transgression. It's a violation. What you're seeing on a national front right now is, the word is treason. And when you look up that word, look it up in Webster's 1828, and you tell me that's not what you're seeing here today. And because Americans, again, the future of this country rides on what you do and what you don't do in response to the crimes that you're seeing them commit. They're not going to bring justice upon each other. They're attempting to protect each other. This is only going to be a short time because they have one foot in hell and they have the other foot on a banana peel. But it is for the American people to obey the Lord. Read Deuteronomy chapter 4, 1 through 6, and understand that our wisdom is found in the fact that we keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments of the Lord, and we bring them upon the heads of those that violate his commandments. It is that simple, and the Lord tells us, and I can hear this coming here, friends, from my right side. keep my commandments and live. America, you're too young to die. Let me say it again. Keep my commandments and live. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. When his judgments are in the earth, through the church, that's where they should start. If not, they'll come outside of the church, and the Lord will bring judgment upon the professors in a way that the professors wish they would have when they had the time to do it. But when you read Isaiah 26, verse 9, what does it tell us? When his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness. So how are they supposed to learn if you don't hold them accountable? These people are not above the law in any sense of the word, folks. A friend of mine posted this, and I want you to see this really quick, and it's actually spot on. It's a really good post. All we have to do is stand up and their little game is over. Well, just keep in mind their little game includes killing, stealing, and I'm thinking of John 10:10. Forgive me. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, but it all stops, and the American people say that's enough. And what's worse concerning all of this is just a handful of men. It's a handful of men that are attempting to dictate the rest of us. Not me. By the grace of God, not me. This is ridiculously embarrassing, to say the least, America. We're called to be the light of the world. The world's watching what we do and what we don't do. And they're praying that America gets it right. So it's time that we get it right. So let's move forward. Let me highlight some of the issues that matter of fact, I highlighted some of that, which I'm going to show you right now. And it only took just a short amount of time, even after yesterday's show where I started seeing feeds, highlight more of this nonsense concerning the illegals being allured into your country. Now, what I want to do is I just want to highlight a short amount of this video here, and then I want to get over and highlight the next portion.
And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro
concerning what is going on right now
with the President of Mexico tomorrow.
Notice the timing of all this. Christmas time.
Towards our southern border. It is the biggest caravan so far this year, and it's growing. Griff Jenkins spoke with the activist accompanying the caravan, and he...
Okay, as he's sitting there with a big smile on his face, I don't know what he's smiling about, but I guess...
His name is Lewis.
Apparently, he thinks, just like most people in this country, that we're talking about a third world country that's being invaded when, in fact, it's not. Now, one of the things that we have always done over on this show as well, we always want to highlight God's warnings. Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. We told you what is coming in with these illegals. Their culture's coming in. Their crimes are coming with them. And now what they're starting to do, and I'm seeing more and more of this, and it's one of those things that I'm not going to stand by and watch, friends, because as you well know, we've had Tommy Robinson on the radio show, and I'm going to have him on probably next week or the week after that. Just talked to him the other day again. And he's warning America about what's happening over in the UK concerning these invasions coming into their country. He's the guy that told us it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And then he also took the time to highlight all the crimes that these illegals are committing against them in their particular country. Now, in that particular case, a majority of them just happen to be coming from the Middle East. They're Muslims. And he's talking about child rape, how they're raping their women, how theft is going up, how murder's going up, how they occupy a high portion of the security prisons in the UK. The list goes on. I've highlighted those stats as well. But I want to show you, friends, that this is happening in New York. Okay? And again, I want you to remember that when I highlighted this, I just pulled up this scroll because I knew it was a matter of time. But I want you to understand a whole other... lot of articles came up and videos came up where the illegals are the ones, in fact, coming into America and now are committing crimes against their women. And I want you to see this for yourself, because this is insanity, to say the least.
Caught on camera, a woman is tossed to the ground and sexually assaulted. Tonight, police are trying to track down the suspect. CBS 2's Karen Dillon reports.
Take a look at this surveillance.
He ain't American, I can tell you that.
A man following a 35-year-old down the street in Brooklyn. He eventually tackles her from behind and knocks her to the ground.
It's sad that you can't walk
anywhere. It's sad.
And be...
Police are trying to track down.
Not worry that someone's going to...
What do you mean? The police are trying to track down.
Police say it happened on Monday evening.
Those that the federal government and state governments have allured in. You tell me how that works. That's pretty self-conflicting, isn't it?
Running off. The suspect's face is visible for cameras.
Oh, he's definitely a foreigner, friends.
Care at all? Just goes to show you how brazen people can be. They don't care.
Police say the victim was not physically hurt and refused medical attention. attention.
Oh, definitely more now, especially when I leave to go home, yeah.
This is what's happening on your watch right now, America.
The area. Police say the suspect was last seen running east on Sag Street. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. In East Williamsburg, Karen Dillon.
Again, let's go back to this. And I just want you to see this. This is all confusion by design. The federal and the state governments, again, are the ones responsible for alluring these illegals into America. The illegals commit crimes against our women. This report, by the way, by CBS, which is another mainstream media useful idiot outlet controlled by the CIA Mockingbird Media, they said nothing about illegals, when in fact, when you look at the perpetrator, he's absolutely an illegal. And they got his face as clear as day, friends. Who allured them in to assault your women? Who allured them in? I want to know. I'm not going to play stupid with people. I just want to know the answer to that. Can somebody tell me? 1-866-582-9933. This is absolutely amazing that this is even happening here. And there's a whole new group of these individuals, these illegals, being allured into America as we speak. Again, I want to make clear that you all understand, friends, who's responsible for the crimes that are being committed against we the people. And nobody's attacking the American people more than their said representatives. I also wanted to highlight something for you here, friends, and I want you to see this because not only are we being invaded by illegals right now, but One American News just highlighted Louisiana governor just pardoned 56 inmates. You ready for this? Can't make it up. 40 of them are convicted murderers. Who's creating domestic insurrection? All together. Hey, friends, those that feel that your back is up against the wall, I'm here to tell you it is. And if you can feel the back, your back up against the wall, there's only one direction to go, and that's up. That's why my message is continuously repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Also read Acts 20, verse 21. And it's time that we're empowered by the Holy Ghost upon repentance, who works repentance, John 16:8, to understand who's doing what to we the people under God. Now, if it was we the people under God, friends, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, you'd all understand your objective and how you're obligated by God to deal with these criminals. I didn't know that it was the job of the governors to release murderers back onto the streets. Oh, and it wasn't just this governor from Louisiana. It was Governor Newsom. It was Barack Hussein Obama. It was Donald Trump. They're all releasing these felons back out onto the street simultaneously while we're being invaded by military-aged men from all over the world. Just want to be a faithful witness here, friends, that your blood is off my hands. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI and Denver Police Department looking into threats that were made against the Colorado Supreme Court justices who made the decision to not allow former President Trump on the ballot for next year's presidential election. A harsh critic of the Kremlin located alive and well at a remote prison in Siberia, 2 weeks since losing contact with his lawyers. A spokesperson for Alexei Navalny posted on X that his lawyer visited him yesterday. The fighting continuing in Gaza, despite the Christmas holiday having come and gone, Israel intensifying its attack on Hamas, including airstrikes. At least someone had a white Christmas, too much in fact. Blizzard-like conditions have been walloping the plains and upper Midwest of the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Chris really quick. I want to change topics up here, but I want your comments on the illegal immigrants. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Chris?
Yeah, Bradley, I didn't broadcast yesterday. I would have listened, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay, dude. It was an issue of knowing that there's a lot of people out there that have nobody to spend Christmas with. And, hey, listen, this is my life. I want to be with the people. That's where payday is, and that's where you find your life, as a matter of fact. So all is good.
Good for you. I wanted to comment that the whole illegal alien insane logic, I think, is similar to the logic that people use when they're scratching their heads about people that died suddenly that were healthy and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
When they had taken the vax. Same insane psychology. Would you agree?
Oh, we're all agreed. What state? Oh, you're in Virginia. What city are you in, Chris?
Richmond.
Okay. Are you online or are you listening to us on radio?
Oh, I'm listening on streaming.
Oh, okay, cool. You're not in trouble, are you? I hear those cops coming over right now.
No, I work in a hospital.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, but no, I totally agree. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, if you're watching on live stream right now, I want to go ahead and piggyback your comments. Thanks for the call, Chris, from Virginia. Check this out, folks. This is what's happening in Italy right now. Speaking of the jabs, the experimental jabs, look at this. Look what's going on here. Their cows were forced vaccinated, as they call them, in Italy. And the farmers came back to find all of their cows dead or on the verge of death. This is the government. This is the government on a worldwide basis that are taking their orders from a handful of corrupt devils. Just wanted you to see it, folks. This isn't Italy where the government came in and forced... You know, this is interesting. Whoa, what just happened there, guys? On those that were watching, it just dropped like 40. Did you see that, folks? Okay, just wanted to make clear. If you're watching on social media platforms right now, in Italy, the government came in, force vaccinated their cows, and farmers came back out. Some of them are suffering, as you can see right now. But what's interesting is they came back and found their herds of cows dead or on the verge of death or suffering death. You can see some of them in the pangs of death right now. So again, lest you think that this is some foreign power doing this to you folks, which it is foreign to the U.S. Constitution, and yes, this is the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. That's who's in control of all of this, okay? But again, I just want you to make clear as to what is happening here. Again, piggybacking our friend Chris from Virginia, I want you to check this out as well concerning what was just published in the UK concerning the people that have died from the experimental jabs, which was not published in America. Though we have access to this information, I want you to check this one out as well. Listen to this lady here, friends.
I just grabbed this from Tesco's a minute ago, look. Look at this. To do with the
statistics on
vaccine, it says here.
Those that took the experimental jab.
The mRNA vaccine has never been previously been used in humans.
The vaccine that they just sold to you has never been used in humans, and yet Pfizer and these other big pharma companies are continuously selling it.
These are all the
on American television.
The adverse reactions.
It shows you all the adverse reactions.
And then you've got all the different the vaccines.
Yep. And what was responsible for the adverse reaction or death?
6,636,000. EU, the UK, yep. Only 1%.
European Union, so United Kingdom, America.
Even reported these because they didn't realise. Yeah, it's really not good. Cannot be sued for causing harm.
Yeah, that's right, friends. Listen to what this woman is saying. The big pharma companies, you know that they indemnified themselves, right? That means they protected themselves for being accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. There's no corporation, there's no business that I know of that can operate that way. That's why you have insurance, right? But they set themselves up where they cannot be held accountable. Americans, that's the point that I continuously reiterate here. They think that they're above the law. They are not above the law. The only way that they are above the law is if you are not the law. And these individuals, they rely on the ignorance of the people. Now, I want to show you this because how this devil is still walking around without being held accountable bewilders me, and I'm sure
the
bewilders
WHO is
a lot.
Going to need more resources to
listen
have
to this
a
devil.
Dedicated team, not just for when the epidemic comes, but to go to the world's countries and make sure that these drills are being done. You know,
and make sure
drills.
And make sure these drills are being done. This is the author of all this. Americans, especially for those that are new to the show, do understand. Do understand, Bill Gates is the one that wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. I say, you first, Billy. You first, Billy. And this is also the guy where his dad came out and said he's formed his ideologies from his dad being on the board of Planned Parenthood. This man is a sick, demented human being He is demonic incarnate, and he must be stopped. And all of those in his little group, his little circle of dominions from hell that want to eradicate the population are working hand in glove, and they must be stopped.
The Defense Department does war games. We need for epidemics to practice. In fact, one of the reasons why Australia did well is that it was... Taiwan was threatened by SARS-CoV-1. And so this idea of, okay, who are these PCR people? How do you get them engaged? It was partly practiced because of that previous threat. And so we need to be doing every 5 years a really comprehensive exercise at both country and regional level of pandemic preparedness. And you need
pandemic preparedness. So that means they're preparing for another shot at you, Americans. No pun intended. No pun intended. Let me go back, because I want you to understand this is how this works. So I get it on my heart. I share it with you. When I share it with you, nothing's happened. Nobody sees it on the horizon. Then before you know it, all of a sudden, what we were talking about, sometimes 10 years prior to, 5 years prior to, 2 years prior to, 6 months prior to, 3 months prior to, or a week prior to, or a day prior to, or a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom right on the spot, the Lord manifests his counsels, doesn't he? Yep. What am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is, you know, that these are the people that are paying big tech companies to silence you. This is important, because if you remember rightly, it was probably 3 years ago I spent much time on what I'm going to share with you next. Do you remember when I told you that the banks were using cards to basically shut down people that were buying guns or ammo? They wouldn't allow them to do so. Well, I also shared with you during that particular time, I was meeting with a CEO that owns a big company nationally. And in the time that I had with him, we were talking about the violations of Facebook and how much damage they have done concerning my ministry and how much illegal censorship and suppression has taken place since the beginning of my ministry, where we have a minuscule amount of a flow that's opened up to us on a daily basis. This is what he said to me. He said to me, Bradley, you know what? He goes, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want to do. No, I said, that's a violation of free speech. I said, if you look at Facebook, if you look at Twitter, if you look at X, you look at all these other outlets, friends, Vimeo, I mean, the list goes on. They're all working hand in glove to silence the American people, not for lawful speech, because if it was, folks, they'd be going the same direction. These that are silencing and censoring this ministry are subversive to American government. They're at war with God, a war they'll never win, as we all know. Now, this is what I want you to get. When I was told by that CEO, Bradley, it's their platform, I said back to him, I said, so what happens when the electricity company doesn't like what we have to say and they want to shut down our electricity? What happens when your telephone company doesn't like anything that you have to say and all of a sudden they decide to start censoring you with your own phone that you pay for every month? Crickets, nothing, silence, right? Well, this is what I want you to see. And I knew it was coming, because I seen this coming years ago when they started censoring us. They're not going to stop there. They're going to keep tightening that news, friends. Okay? But look at this. Breaking news, beginning on January 1st, 2024, they will be fining users who commit perceived violations on their bandwidth. Same thing as Facebook. Who knew in America that the phone providers would now be policing the content of your text messages to fine you? This is T-Mobile that's doing this right now. And I do believe they're testing the people, but they've already tested you with Facebook and the American people. You gave them a pass. You let them do it. The same thing with Twitter. The same thing with Google. The same thing with these other big tech companies that are illegally censoring free speech. That free speech, by the way, is there to be used as a bulwark against the act of tyrants. That's what free speech is all predicated upon. Here, let me take it a step further. The big tech companies, not only do they not have the right to violate free speech, but what they're actually promoting is a violation of free speech. So Americans, you're allowing them to put darkness for light and bitter for sweet and the lie for the truth. And you better get this right. Again, well, you have the time to do it. But they're tightening that noose, aren't they? 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got our friend John from Michigan calling in at perfect timing. I mean, absolutely immaculate. Impeccable, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, John?
Hey, I was just calling back to give you a little rebuttal on yesterday. I noticed that after you hung up with me, you kind of tore me down a little bit, saying that it was my doctrine that I was pushing. This doctrine is a sacred name movement doctrine that's been around since the 20s.
No, it's your pet doctrine is what it is, John, and I didn't tear you down.
Not at all.
Wait a minute. Don't talk over me, John.
If you're going to keep, I'm good.
No, it's not hypocritical. You said your piece. If you're going to talk over me, John, I'm going to cut the call. You understand? You talk over me again, you're done. You called in and you made accusation that I was promoting pagan holiday. Did you or did you not? And I took it. Did I not? Did I? Hey, dude, if I celebrate Christmas, I can celebrate Christmas all day long. But that's not, and then that's none of your business. I was okay. Here's the deal. I'm going to take the time because you did call perfectly at a perfect time, and I'm going to highlight your nonsense once again. You have a pet doctrine. You are absolutely incorrect. And yes, you did make accusation. Was I supposed to sit there and not respond to what you said? I mean, you're trying to say that Yeshua is the only name when there's 650 different names in the Bible. You didn't want to hear none of that. And I heard you being coached in the background, too. You were being coached the whole time, John. Was I supposed to sit and name, say nothing in response? Here, let's do this, John. I want you to listen.
Just reminded me of one word that it was... that it was the I'll ask her again.
That would be you ask her again. That's called coaching, John.
Chartered.
Okay, that's called
so
coaching.
I was trying to find out the word chartered.
Okay,
You know, go ahead, continue.
Okay, I'm going to go on here. I want you to listen to this, and if you want to call me back tomorrow and rebuttal what I say, you can go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to go down that road because you got a pet doctrine and you want to hold to one thing.
Pet doctrine.
Well, that's doctrine what it was.
Been around since the 20s. It's the sacred day movement. We
so everything changed in the 20s. Everything changed in the 20s, John.
Hebrew and Aiden.
Okay, so here it is, guys. I don't have time to argue with this guy that's not listening. He called in on yesterday's show. He was basically making accusatory comments that I was supporting pagan holidays, okay? And with that said, I just said, okay, I can handle this. I'm a big boy. But when I started to bring information back scripturally holding to the word, all of a sudden that's nonsense. His name isn't Jesus, this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, okay, dude. And I started talking about a false balance. And when you believe just that one thing and you hold on to that one thing and you're right and everybody else is wrong, that's a false balance. And a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. So I want to get to this really quick, okay? So is Jesus' real name actually Yeshua, okay? Is Jesus' real name actually Yeshua, okay? I want to make clear as to what we know that we're premising this conversation on. Now, followers of the Masonic Judaism, okay, Messianic, Jews who accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah, they think so. And they're not alone. In fact, some Christians argue that those who refer to Christ as Jesus instead of his Hebrew name, Yeshua, are worshiping the wrong Savior. Okay, that's what our friend from Michigan was trying to do too. Now, the Christians believe that using the name of Jesus is like calling the Messiah the name of the Greek god Zeus or whatever else they can think of, okay? But I can guarantee you this, if I was to have a conversation outside of that one topic concerning the word, 9 out of 10 of them would be completely lost. This is all they know, and they want to jam it down everybody's throat that this is the case. There's nothing else to talk about. I'm right, and you're wrong. They straight at the net, and they swallow the camel, okay? Now, let me go back to this, folks, okay? What is Jesus' real name? Yeshua is the Hebrew name for Jesus. It means Yahweh, the Lord, is salvation. The English spelling of Yeshua is Joshua, just like I told my friend on yesterday's show, okay? However, when translated from Hebrew into Greek, in which the New Testament was written, the name Yeshua becomes... folks, I have it right in front of me, just making sure everybody understands the proper pronunciation. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is Eusis, okay? It's E-S-O, or it's E, I'm sorry, yeah, you can barely see it, but it's L-E-S-O-U-S, okay? And the L is silent. And it means, guess what? Jesus. So this means Joshua and Jesus are the same names. One name translated from Hebrew into English, the other from Greek into English. It is also interesting to note that the name Joshua in Isaiah are essentially the same names as Yeshua in Hebrew. They mean Savior and the salvation of the Lord. So, given how translation factors into this debate, if there is one, must we call Jesus Yeshua? Think of it this way. Words for the same object are said differently across languages. While the dialect changes, the object itself does not. So in the same way, we can refer to Jesus by a different name without changing the nature. The names for him all mean the Lord is salvation. So in short, those who insist that we exclusively call Jesus Christ Yeshua are overlooking overlooking the fact that how the Messiah's name is translated is not essential to salvation. Okay, so, this, I mean, these people go so far, friends. Again, straining at the gnat to swallow the camel. And they will sit there and say, well, if you don't call him Yeshua, you're not calling upon the same name. Well, I'll tell you what, for all the pain and effort that the Lord took through man to the 66 books of the Bible, are you calling the Lord a liar? That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Did you also know that there was over 650 different names in the King James Version alone that have different names for the Lord? And of course, with our friend from Michigan, that was called into question. See, so wherever it conflicts with what they think that they know, then it's all wrong except them. And that's what we're dealing with. And when people get confused by that garbage, you need to slow down and think about what you're confused about. Because there is no confusion when it comes to this, okay? More than one Jesus is in the Bible, okay? So Jesus Christ, in fact, was not the only Jesus in the Scripture. The Bible also mentions others with the same name, including Jesus, Barabbas. He often called Barabbas and was the prisoner Pilate, released instead of Jesus Christ. So when the crowd gathered together in Matthew 27, verse 17, check it out for the sake of time. I only got 3 minutes. In the genealogy of Jesus, an ancestor of Christ is called Jesus Joshua in Luke 3:29. I mean, folks, the list goes on. So the Bible doesn't give preeminence to one language or translation over another. We are not commanded to call upon the name of the Lord exclusively in Hebrew. You know, the fact of the matter is that plays against them more than it does anybody else. Well, so for everything that you talk about in English must be null and void then, because you're not speaking it in Hebrew. And again, friends, as I said a moment ago, 9 out of 10 of these individuals, they can have no conversation concerning the Word of God. The only thing that they can do is parrot what they've been told, that it's Yeshua, 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 in no other name. I'm saved, you're not. I'm right, you're wrong. Baloney. Absolutely not. And it shall come to pass that on whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, okay, God knows who calls upon his name, whether one does so in English, Portuguese, Spanish, or Hebrews, Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, okay? Some say that if we don't pronounce Jesus' name properly, then we are in sin and serving a false God. But that accusation, John from Michigan, cannot be made from Scripture. It is not the pronunciation of a word that makes us Christian or not. It is receiving the Messiah, God in the flesh, by faith that makes us a Christian, period. So to suggest that his name is not Jesus is heretical, to say the least. To say the least. Here. Live radio. I brought this up on yesterday's show. Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, I brought this up yesterday in response to them. So the Lord was, and those that were inspired by the Holy Ghost, according to the likes of John from Michigan, Jesus' name was brought up 973 times. Jesus appears 973 times. And according to this guy from Michigan, we're wrong. Folks, if that doesn't define straining at a gnat and swallowing the big, big camel, I don't know what is. And you know what's interesting? These people will sit inside of a building and debate what he's trying to debate with me while overlooking the Great Commission. Oh, it's not this. There's a plethora of topics. Well, they'll sit there and they will strain at the gnat and swallow the camel because they have no heart for the lost, which shows you that they have no heart for the Lord, because if they did, they would be following him. And in Matthew 4:19, what does the Lord say? He who follows me, I will cause him to become a fisher of men. Yeah, that's right. We reason out with people that are reasonable, friends, but not irrational. Okay, it gets ridiculous with some people. It really does. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.